Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth. Thank you. If you're only spending a few minutes or the entire 30 to 45 minutes. And of course, we're talking about entertainment and lifestyle news and also still reviewing the book Walk Off Weight by Michelle Stanton, fitness director of prevention.com. But right before the show, I was thinking about, well, I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about decluttering and hoarding and stuff like that, but we've also been talking about 4th of July, and I thought about, okay, what about 4th of July cleaning and preparation, you know, during barbecues. Last week, we had talked about the different types of events that one can have if you're solo or with a few people or a bunch of people. But something that is very important are safety tips. And I'm looking at safety tips provided by KFVS-12 in Missouri, and it's about 4th of July safety tips for your pets. And I network with a lot of pet lovers and animal activists and advocates like myself, and there are tips that the Humane Society of Missouri has provided. And one thing is, you know, I'm in a very hot state, but it seems like all areas need to know some simple warnings during the holiday season. And there's a heat warning to please remember when temperatures and heat index soar this week especially, pet owners are advised to take special precautions to keep their pets safe. It is critical never to leave a pet in a parked car when the outside temperature is above 70 degrees. High temperatures can be deadly for pets left without a cool, shady place to rest and to drink plenty of water. I know I make sure that my pooches get plenty of water and just are comfortable. And, you know, just just like it's important for to make sure that we're comfortable as humans, it's definitely important to make sure that our furry friends and furry family are comfortable also. Also, pets and fireworks don't mix. The loud crack and boom of fireworks can frighten animals and cause even the most obedient pets to behave out of character. A startled dog or cat may hide or try to escape the noise by digging under, chewing through, or climbing over fences. To help make the holiday fun for humans and safe for pets, the Humane Society of Missouri provided also tips for, you know, this coming up Wednesday doing celebrations like popping firecrackers and other you know, fireworks. Do give your pet a quiet, cool place to retreat inside where sounds are less intense. Dogs and cats are more sensitive to loud noises than people are, and loud noises can be painful to their ears. Keeping them inside will also protect them from stray fireworks or from those who may seek to intentionally harm pets with fireworks. Yeah, you know, there are some kind of mean people out there. So their retreat could be a basement or an interior room like a bathroom. Make sure they have access to clean, cool water. Also, close all windows and turn on a radio or television to mask the sounds. Have your pet's favorite toys in bed to comfort him or her. If you can't avoid taking your dog to festivities, keep your pet on a short, secure leash at all times and watch for signs of stress. Never use a retractable leash. In these situations, have a backup plan should your dog become overwhelmed by the activities. Make certain your dog wears a collar and ID tag at all times. For more secure identification, pet owners should consider microchipping as a permanent way to identify pets and help ensure a safe return if lost. The Humane Society of Missouri, and then, you know, you can check out the, I'm in Mississippi, so you check out the Humane Societies and other places in your state and in your area. Offers, and your veterinarian also, offers microchip IDs at its three veterinary medical centers, St. Louis City, West Point area, Chesterfield Valley. I have friends and fam in St. Louis, so what's up, St. Louis, as I'm reading from you all local media. Keep your veterinarian's phone number close by in case of any medical emergencies. Shout out to Mark Girl, fellow Mark Girl, Sharika Williams in St. Louis area. My eldest nephew is in St. Louis also. Never leave your pet unattended in a parked car when the outside temperature is above 70 degrees. The heat inside your car can climb to more than 100 degrees in only minutes. Your pet can suffer dehydration, heat stroke, or death. Don't take your pets to festivities. The excitement and noise could cause them to become nervous and run away. You don't want to lose your pet. Don't let your pet loose or leave your pet in the yard unattended during the holiday weekend either, even if you are only a few backyards away. A stray bottle, rocket zipping through your yard could frighten or injure your dog. Don't confine a fearful dog on a chain or in a small area, such as a crate. This could increase his or her panic. And don't punish your pet for his or her behavior related to the loud noises. It will only make him more afraid. And so the Humane Society of Abuse, Animal Abuse Number in Missouri is 314-647-4400. Since I'm reading from their news and local media, it's hsmo.org. But in your local communities, contact your local humane societies and veterinarians and other animal rights organizations also. And, you know, in Big D, I had some news also from Paws in the City also. So I'll share that news with you all tomorrow. But I know they're in need, Tara Hopper and our organization, Paws in the City. I know they need volunteers. So visit their Facebook page and to find out exactly what they need. And, you know, they're always holding events also in the DFW area. So check it out. And, you know, here in the Jackson area, they're, you know, contact your veterinarian and different organizations also. The Madison Park is not too far from my area in Madison, Mississippi. And that's a kill shelter, but then also contact your veterinarian in your local Humane Society or organizations for more information. But I'll be providing more info. But I was like, okay, we need to talk about, like, holiday summertime cleaning and also tips regarding just in preparation before and after special events and celebrating America's birthday. But thank God I stumbled across this important article regarding our pets and pets that we are close to, because we want them to be safe and not be scared and not run away and not be starved and not be injured also. So that's something really important tips to really, really, really important to know. And, you know, it's time to grill. So it's important to make sure that your grills and everything are clean and you have proper supplies. So, I mean, today and tomorrow are definitely days to, I mean, you should be going down your checklist and making sure that you have things that you honestly need for your, you know, to make the celebration the best, the best experience, really. So I'm looking at some more safety tips, just general tips, but I know that is very, very important. And there's tips to keep the, you know, kids in your life safe and just overall all of us, for all of us to, you know, to enjoy ourselves, but to have, you know, to be careful and have fun. Let's see, I'm looking at some more tips from the Lexington Patch. And just trying to see, it might be some tips that you don't know. You know, because we, sometimes we think, oh, we know all the safety tips that there are to know. But sometimes we don't know. And this is in, okay, this is about firework safety. Yeah, firework safety. And this is courtesy of Lexington Patch. And I believe this is in Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. Just want to be sure that I'm getting it from the right, providing you all the right information. But tips in getting the best enjoyment out of your fireworks experience is select a large paved surface when possible. Keep your fireworks away from wooded and grassy areas. Tote the launch site before and all spent projects after. Keep a ready source of water available because you don't, you know, you want to be prepared. Designate an adult to watch the trajectory. Make sure no fires are started and douse any that are. And do not let children, minors, handle fireworks. I mean, you know, that should be a no-brainer, but I guess not. So those are some more tips to share. And right now I am posting it on my Facebook page, and I am going to tweet it out also. Real important tips to know. I mean, because sometimes people are so excited and just think about, oh, let's have fun and let's do this and let's do that. Congrats to all the BET award winners also. I didn't watch it because we're in the midst of changing our cable, so from Comcast to another cable provider. So I didn't have BET last night, so I didn't actually see the award show. But congratulations to all the winners, those that won and those that were nominated also. I saw a nice picture that Ricky Smiley posted of hip-hop's power couples, Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kim and Kanye. It's a nice picture. One of my favorite groups won the Viewer's Choice Award, Mindless Behavior. Congrats to those guys. Those are awesome kids. Congrats to them and just everybody. And I saw a news brief that Chris Brown said that he's releasing his last album in a couple of weeks. So that's not good news. I've heard Jay-Z say that before too, right? and he came back. So maybe he's going to take a hiatus, and maybe he should focus on acting and producing also, because obviously he is not just a good singer, but like good, very good producer also. So I'm still in shock of Eddie and Tom Cruise. I hope they're able to work it out, but just I want to. But what's important is Suri's happiness. So wow, this is just amazing. I'm not looking at my switchboard now, but I am getting ready to look at it right now. I'm reading this information from you all. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. I know I have a lot of relatives who are celebrating birthdays this week and today and so on, and friends. Happy birthday to my longtime friend David Williams on Facebook, that today is his birthday. Dave and I have known each other. We're not related. Those of you that know, Williams is my last name. But we've known each other since the first grade. Just amazing. So, and happy anniversary and all of the good things. And if you're going through something sad, I send my hugs and prayers to you also. My Facebook friend, Tamara Johnson, multi-talented artist, lost her father. And so my condolences to you, Tamara Johnson. She noted on her status that his funeral would be on the 3rd. So those of you that network with her or know her, work with her, send her a note and let her know that you care and you feel her regarding the recent death of her father. So I am pulling up my switchboard because I don't have my switchboard up, and some of you might be online, want to talk, or in the chat room. And that was the intro song that you heard was Jay Williams, whom I continued my conversation with this past Saturday, part 2 of my conversation. He's a multi-talented artist, graphic designer, rapper, songwriter. And we continued our discussion this past Saturday late night. So that was one of his amazing songs. He is definitely a talent. And he will be returning soon also. He is planning to return anyway, but we experienced some technical difficulties during the broadcast. So he will be returning soon. I mean, he was planning on coming back anyway, but due to the fact that we experienced technical difficulty and weren't able to talk about some things that we wanted to talk about, we will talk real soon. And he's a lover of sports, so don't be surprised if you don't hear him on an edition of Sports Friday edition, because he is an awesome designer, a custom designer, and a shoe designer, and a clothing designer. So he does custom art. So you should check out his Facebook page at Jay Williams and check out his custom design sneakers and shoes. Amazing work. So I don't know. He might come on Friday, and sports lovers and athletes, you just might want him to design some of a pair of your custom sneakers. In our shoes, because he does amazing work, great work. I'm going into the chat room right now, so those of you that want to chat. But we have 9 more minutes of live streaming, and can go on for another 15 minutes. So really, we have like 30 more minutes to talk about different stories. Congratulations to one of my favorite actors that I had a chance to work with as a background actress, known that. A.K.A. as a extra on the set of Ghost of Mississippi, and I'm talking about Mr. Alec Baldwin. He is now a newlywed and off the market, and the pictures that I've seen have just been amazing. But again, I thank you for tuning in, and we will talk more about Walk Off the Weight. But I want to play a song by one of my favorite Reverb Nation friends, fans, and that is Sixteen Woody, and you've all heard this before, but it's an awesome song, so I want to play it, because I wanted to play it earlier, but I started talking and just kept on talking. But thank you for your support, and love you so much. And And speaking of walking, I started my walking yesterday. You know, I walk all the time anyway, but I've decided to walk daily on mornings, like early in the morning. When I air the show at 5:30, do it at 6:30. Like this morning when I finish broadcasting, I'll go ahead and go for my walk. My block, if I walk it twice, is about the size of a high school track. So I have upgraded my exercises. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk my block twice like a walking a track once, you know. But, hey, here's Six String with Inspiration and Danny.
Thank you.
real jazzy, real jazzy. I like that, real bluesy. I love that. Instrumentals are just awesome. But, you know, this past Friday, during Sports Friday edition, Reg Rucknick and I were talking a lot about sports. And, you know, I mentioned to him at the end of the show regarding if he thought DeJuan Williams would become a Mav or not. And I received an email from NFL.com or somewhere, and I know that the source is NFL.com, and it states that he will be deciding no later than today or tomorrow if he will become a Mav or a Mav or a Net. But, you know, Reg Rucknick, I was talking about him playing golf and working out with the Mavs, and Reg said he celebrates his birthday with the Nets. But trying to get to the gist of this story is that Dez Bryant, wide receiver with the Cowboys, he also have tweeted to DeJuan Williams that Big D is waiting, Dallas is waiting for DeJuan Williams' arrival. And you know he's a native of Dallas, and DeJuan Williams is. So, oh, my God, we will know no later than tomorrow if he will be a Mav or he will be a Net. It's just amazing news. And, you know, if the Mavs get, well, I think Nets want Dwight Howard too, don't they? But, oh, my God, it would be just a blessing if the Mavs would, man, if DeJuan Williams and Dwight Howard would join the Mavs, that would just be amazing, amazing news. I just wanted to share that with those of you that are interested in sports because that's like a big story. And, you know, some other things have been happening in sports too, but we'll talk more about that. The time is running low on us. But I would like to shout out my one of my newest Facebook friends, Diane Kelly Samoff of Big D, native of Monroe. She has an organization called the Power of Shoes, Society of Women Who Love Shoes. And last week they had an event in Fort Worth. But on July 19th, they're going to have another event at the Townhouse, a restaurant at the Galleria. And this is definitely for those of you who are humanitarians and care about the community and also are fashionistas and love shoes. And guys, you are invited also because guys love shoes and guys love events, are fashionistas also. But the next event will be on July 19th at the Townhouse Restaurant in the Galleria. And you can friend Diane at Diane, that's D-I-A-N-N-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Samoff, S-A-M-O-F. You can most importantly, like the fan pages for the Power of Shoes, Society of Women Who Love Shoes at swwls.thepowerofshoes and also at swwls.dallas. And the event on July 19th is only a $10 donation and also bring new or digitally used shoes to be donated for families of abuse. I just wanted to share that info with you, and also Diane will be guest in the near future to talk about her organization, the Power Shoes Society of Women Who Love Shoes, and also other future events that are scheduled, because they're not just creating events in Dallas, but also in other areas like Boston and in Canada and other places. So just wanted to provide you with that information. But I hope you did like that bio. Some of you might not have heard that. I've played it a few other times, but I love it. Just get y'all ready for the week. But, again, we have been reviewing Walk Off Weight. And Walk Off Weight is a book. And live streaming is about to stop in about 5 seconds, but we'll continue on for about another 10 minutes. The WOW program, Walk Off Weight, is also a program and is created by Fitness Director of Prevention. And she's appeared in dozens of Prevention Fitness System DVDs, so many of you are familiar with her, and as well as on television shows such as Good Morning America and The Early Show, and hopefully in the near future on Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. She pioneered this prevention marathon walking program, and she is an ACE certified fitness instructor and member of the Ideal Health and Fitness Association. That's just a little background about a Walk Off the Weight author. And on the back of the book, it reads, because I've been sharing you all information, but those of you that haven't ordered your book yet from prevention.com, on the back of the book, it says, "Welcome to your best shape ever. Slim down and firm up." And it's not just about those that want to lose weight, but those that just want to become more active in their lifestyle. Slim down and firm up with this revolutionary walking program for permanent weight loss. Over the course of 8 weeks, you'll learn innovative interval walking and workout techniques that will bless, fat, and tone all of your trouble spots 3 times as fast as conventional walking. You'll get expert guidance every step of the way with easy-to-follow instruction on proper walking technique for maximum fat burn, and also customizable routines to boost your metabolism. And that's what I've been working on, boosting my metabolism. I might have the highest metabolism, including strength training built into your walks for maximum benefit. Tips on buying the best workout clothes and gear, right down to your socks and shoes. A flexible go-anywhere eating plan designed by a registered dietitian to help optimize your weight loss with delicious, body-fueling foods and strategies for overcoming obstacles, avoiding injuries, and staying motivated. Personal stories from real women who have tried the WOW program with awesome results. Wow, walk off weight program, and just amazing. And there's a testimonial on the back where a WOW test panel said, "For the first time in my life, I'm a real exerciser, and I'm the role model that I want to be." But again, like I told you before, the journal is amazing, amazing complimentary to the book to the book, and it says, lace up your sneakers and start writing. And to walk off your weight shows you how you can achieve lasting weight loss one step at a time with revolutionary interval walking and strength training workouts. You can track your exercise, your meals, and more in the Walk Off Weight Journal, an essential tool to keep you motivated as you walk into the best shape of your life. With weekly exercise overviews and technique focus tips, this customizable daily journal allows you to chart your personal progress, duration of the WOW program, and helps you to stay on course for an additional 8 weeks as you blaze your trail to success. And just amazing. I will start documenting. I'm being honest with you because I haven't started documenting, and I've just been reading and studying and sharing information with you all. But I will sign the contract today and also start documenting today regarding the walk-off weight also. And remember to check out Spark People, also sparkpeople.com, another fantastic website that is amazing. Shout out to my coach, Coach Christy, and all the other coaches also with sparkpeople.com and those that I network with. On sparkpeople.com, my username is Dreamer Beth. But the time is dwindling down, and there's much more that we could be talking about, but I don't want to, like I said this before, like ramming a big foot into a small shoe, putting too much information in at once. But I've shared articles and information via Twitter, Facebook. Remember to like the fan page called the Shock Entertainment Report, KULTURESHOKENTREPORTZ. And, you know, shout out to Ty Mock also. He has a new website called I Am Time Hawk. So shout out to he and his castmates with the First Lady played as Tour in America, and the amazing work that he does also as not only a fantastic actor and director and a martial artist, but also a personal trainer to many, those that are able to work with him in person and those like I that like his advice virtually. But he has a new site called IamTimeHawk.com. And also, you can, you know, check them out on Facebook also at I Am Time Hawk. But I just wanted to shout them out because I was checking out some, I hadn't been able to in recent weeks, but I was checking out interviews of the writer and director of the play that he's touring with and starring in, and had seen like little snippets of the performance. I've invited him on the show before to talk about different things because he does so much. You know, he's a youth advocate also. So hopefully he'll be a guest on the show in the near future. He'll let me know when he's ready, I guess. I really thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, you can email me anytime. Send me your media kits and let me know if you want to be a guest or a special guest host. And also, you know, just thank you. I'm just excited. Very soon, I know I've been talking about this at the beginning of the year, but real soon we'll upgrade to the 2-hour format also, because, you know, by popular demand also, because squeezing in so much in so little time is definitely becoming something. And I know many of you, when you call in or have stuff to talk about, you want adequate amount of time also to talk also, for the special guest co-host, to those of you that have something to say. And because it's a lot on all our minds, right? I know that's right. But thank you so much, and happy Motivating Monday to you. And I was thinking, you know, the past, you know, I had been taking Tuesdays and Thursdays off, and for good reason. And, you know, the past few weeks I've been broadcasting Talk That Talk Tuesdays and Terrific Thursdays, and there's a fourth coming up. There'll be a show for tomorrow. You know, of course, we'll be talking about the 4th of July and fun things to do on the 4th of July and other stories, okay? But I thank you so much. I really do appreciate your support. It's just been amazing since day one, March 21st, 2011. I've just been amazed by the support. Shout out to one of my inspirations, David Harrison Levy, and his lady, Nila. Congrats to him, because once again he's been styled with another recognition last night, and he posted an awesome picture, a lot of awesome pictures last night and this morning. So congrats. Shout out to other inspirations, Lewis Howes, and my attorney and Big D, Jay Lucas, just amazing people, you know. Just amazing loved ones. Last time I broadcast, I shout out those in the media. So I mentioned Ricky Smiley. So shout out to Ricky Smiley and Russ Parr, and a lot of, you know, person. Shout out to DJ Finesse here locally. He posted a picture this recently that my friend Evangelist Cassandra White shared, and he has dropped pounds. And I mean, he didn't look bad, but you know. He looks good. You know, his before and after picture that he posted looked great. So a shout out to DJ Finesse of Finesse Entertainment and WJMI. You're looking good, friend. You know, I don't know what he's done to lose the weight, but it looks great. But he doesn't look bad anyway, so. But he looks like the DJ Finesse of 20 years ago. So thank you all for tuning in, and just wanted to shout out some of you and shout out some of my favorite. My number one fan is William Perez. So shout out to you, William. And if you all haven't seen Magic Mike, you definitely must see Magic Mike. Amazing film from beginning to end. And one of my guy friends said, "Well, I gotta go see this film." And I said, "You know what? I said, even though it's about guys sparing all, it is a good film for guys, because it promotes brotherhood and togetherness and looking out for one another." And so it is a well-written, well-produced film. And Adam Rodriguez, you know, is my favorite of mine. And I was just, I tweeted him and told him, I said, my first image of Tito, his character, I was like, oh, my God. I mean, he literally knocked my socks off when I first seen the image of Tito. I mean, totally different type of character that you ever seen Adam play. But the whole film is just fantastic. And when I had seen Tatum on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, he talked about how well-written it was and how great it was. And he's telling the truth. And Ted came in number one, but Magic Mike came in number two. I'm not quite sure what Madea came in, because I think Brave came in number three. So I don't know. I guess Madea's in the top five. But check it out, because I got to check out Madea and Ted, too. But I'm behind, but I'm going to catch up on seeing some of these hot movies, and I need to see Magic Mike again, because that was a fantastic movie. But, again, thank you. You all have a fantastic Motivating Monday, and spread love, okay? Really appreciate you. God bless. And here is one of my favorite guys in the whole wide world.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you is in the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Rogers Nelson, Mr. Prince Rogers Nelson and MPG in Australia on May the 30th. Shout out to my Australian friends. Thank you so much for your support. And my UK friends and my friends just all over the world, here in the States and also here in my very own city of Jackson, Mississippi. Also, thank you so much, everyone, for your support. And that was Prince, Something in the Water. Wow, 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 from the 1999 LP. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, man, man, man. If you didn't get a chance, check out my musical 30-minute broadcast that I posted yesterday on Springer.com. You know I'm on Springer.com also. And the URL is Springer.com/CultureShockInc, KULTURESHOKENT hyphen. Beth Williams, BETHWMS, or hyphen B.True, B.True. You know, that's another stage name of mine. It's my poet name, my DJ name, et cetera. And I wrote a pretty cool song this morning also within about 3 minutes called I Thought You Would Always Love Me. I'm going to post